Success. What does success mean for you? What does success mean to you? If you were to take just a few moments and define success, how would you do that? Go and tell me. Okay, I'm probably not going to be able to hear you because this is a pre-recorded video, but what I can relate to is probably how I used to define success. I would generally, in the past, have defined success and would have determined whether I was being successful or not by my ability and my capacity to earn money. Earn money. If I was earning a lot of money, I was being successful. Times in the past when I've owned houses, big fast cars, maybe had the girl on my arm, had that role, that position, that status, lots of friends. I had, you know, nice clothes to wear, nice designer shirts to wear, and this is still a designer one, I think. River Island, I do believe. If I'd had all these things, my life would have been a success. If I was achieving some stuff, building some stuff, if my life was moving forward, if I was doing some stuff, getting the results, meeting the targets. You see where we're going with this. Now, I could give you some generic success definition, but I probably don't need to, because what you will have in here somewhere is your own definition of success, what it actually means for you, who it is that you've got to be, and what it is that you've got to do in order to be successful. Because the secret is that if you don't feel successful, and if you don't believe that you've been successful in your life to date, then you're not going to feel pretty confident at all about your future. You're going to believe that if you haven't been successful in the past, then you're probably not going to be successful in the future. Kind of as if the past will determine our future. We might have had some failures in the past, we might have had some rejections, we might have had some letdowns in the past. Therefore, we can only presume that we're going to have these similar letdowns, rejections, failures in the future. But here's some good news for you today. The past doesn't determine the future. The past doesn't equal the future. I know in our minds we think that it does, but it really doesn't. The past is the past. The past is history. Tomorrow is a mystery and today is a gift. Now, I can't remember exactly who said that, but whoever it was wasn't really too far off the button, were they? Because yesterday is history. Yesterday is history. We can't change it. Whether we succeeded, whether we failed miserably, whether we, you know, were accepted, whether we were rejected. It doesn't matter. Yesterday was history. It was an experience and something that we can choose to learn from if we so wish. But tomorrow is a mystery. You see, us expecting to get the same results tomorrow as what we had yesterday is completely unrealistic, because we might not even wake up tomorrow morning. There's no guarantee that tomorrow's even gonna come for us. So you see, being unconfident or uncertain or fearful or even anxious about the future is kind of a complete waste of time. But it's not going to be a waste of time if we believe that we must achieve something or accomplish something or become someone in the future that's going to allow us to ultimately be successful. So, where is this going, I hear you ask? Well, what I figured I was going to offer you in this video is just simply my definition of success. I'm going to share with you my definition of success that allows me to be successful every single day. Every single day. I don't have to worry about tomorrow, and yesterday is now gone, it's irrelevant. But today I can be successful. And I'm going to share with you now how. Because my definition of success is just, it's not to make more money, it's not to get a bigger house, it's not to get a faster car, it's not to build a better relationship, it's not to get more stuff, it's not to achieve more, accomplish more. No, it's not. None of these things. My definition of success is just to simply be true to who I know myself to be. Because, you see, that's actually the only thing that I have any control over in my whole life. I have no control whether the economy changes, whether my looks, my good looks fade, whether my hair stays in, falls out, whether my teeth stay in, fall out. I have no control over these wrinkles now coming under my eyes and have done over the last couple of years. I have no control over these receding hairlines, unfortunately. And no, I'm not going to get hair replacement therapy or anything like that. I don't have to, because I don't need to, because I know how to be successful today. Now, okay, so if the definition of success is, if there's any substance in this, just simply being true to who you are. If that works for me, if I can, you know, boldly and confidently say that, you know, every day that I'm just true to who I am, I'm being successful, how would that work for you? Well, I'm going to ask you just to reflect back on a video that we watched just a few, two or three videos ago, when I shared with you who I actually am. Because, you see, who I am is loving, you know. You see, if I have the opportunity to help someone, guide someone, correct someone, challenge someone, nurture someone, support someone, befriend someone, to give something to someone, give my time away to someone, support someone even financially in some way, if I have the opportunity to care for someone and take these opportunities, if I have the opportunity to be honest, to be reliable, to be sincere, to be genuine, to be authentic, well, if I take these opportunities, then I'm just being who I am. And you see, if my definition of success is just to simply be true to who I am, then that makes me successful every day. And I can only go off my own experience here, but as I have become more true to who I actually am, congruently, consistently, day upon day upon day, it's not that I'm working towards getting perfect. Well, it'd be nice to be perfect someday, but you know that saying, practice makes perfect? Well, that's not true. It's not true at all. But what practice does make is permanent. You see, what I do by just simply practicing being myself every day, I grow in my capacity to become more effective at being who I am. Because you see, for years of my life, I wasn't sure of who I was. I wasn't confident in who I was. I didn't believe that who I was good enough. But today, I believe otherwise. Today, I believe that who I am is good enough. And today, if you are able to see who you actually are, if you're loving, if you're giving, if you're caring, if you're honest, reliable, sincere, if you're creative, if you're passionate, if you're compassionate, and you are who you are for others, then you can be successful too, every single day. But you see, when your definition of success is kind of determined by factors that you have no control over, the economy, other people who are always inconsistent, as is the economy, even your looks, you have no control over that changing. The only thing that you have any control over in life is how you choose to react or respond to any situation or set of circumstances that you find yourself in. And this is really good news. Really, really, really good news. Because what that means is that you can base your definition of success upon the only thing that you have any control over in this world. And that's your choices. How you choose to react and respond to life, how you choose to be, whether you choose to be true to who you actually are or whether you don't. Because just because you may be fearful of taking these risks or taking these chances, or you know, you may be fearful or scared or be feeling insecure about moving forward and attempting some new things in your life, asking out the guy, asking out the girl, trying a new business, whatever, you might not feel confident enough. Just because you don't feel confident enough doesn't mean that you're not able to do these things. You see, when you're just true to who you are, you just find a way. Failure's irrelevant. Failure doesn't matter. There's no such thing as failure for me. There's only lessons to be learned. You know, this video that I've recorded, this is actually the fourth time I've recorded this video. You haven't seen the first three attempts, so you haven't seen the bloopers. All right, me mumbling my words and having little Freudian slips when I mumble my words and all these kinds of things. No, I can be successful every single day just by simply being true to who I am, and you can too. This is the good news. This is the good news for you. Your external circumstances, your external environment, no longer has to determine how successful you are from this day forward.